A mofo Friday, September 5th. We are inside of week one right now of the NFL season. Welcome back to Damon Bruce Plus. As always, brought to you by Ike Sandwiches and our good friends at the Dubliner West Portal. We're welcoming in Sleeper again as a new sponsor here, and it's great to have you all back. Hit like and subscribe on this video if you would, please. It's going to help the algorithm give us a kiss right on the forehead. Thank you so much for being here, and you know it's football season. You know it is football season when a completely unheard of, unrealized, unseen Christian McCaffrey calf injury is following the 49ers right into their first game of the year. Didn't we do this last year? Come on, we're not doing it again, are we? I certainly hope not. I saw Tom Pelissero of NFL Network basically come out and say, this is not DEFCON 1, and if there is any 49er you're going to have an abundance of caution with when it comes to dealing with injuries, Christian McCaffrey certainly will be among them. But out of nowhere, right as we're about to get underway with the season, Christian McCaffrey has an ankle injury, or excuse me, a calf injury. Can't spell McCaffrey without calf, obviously. So here we are. I certainly hope it's one big scoop of nothing. I think the 49ers are hoping it's one big scoop of nothing as well. But McCaffrey is on the injury report. So welcome to your 49ers football season. It should feel just like last year, except with hopefully a whole lot better results coming your way. Our very first super of the day, a symbolic super, a $12 super chat, because it's time to beat the 12s. I mean, the way that I have seen it is there will be more 49er fans than 12s in Seattle. What, 53% of the tickets sold to 49er fans? Again, believe it when I see it. But will 49ers fans actually take over Lumen Field? That is a hard field to take over. So we'll see if that actually happens. But it's not going to be crowd noise that decides this game. It's just going to be composure. And I know that crowd noise can affect composure, but just rookies stay composed. Rookies stay composed. Juwan Jennings, stay composed. We haven't seen much of you this preseason, if anything at all. Now you're a part of the mix again. I hope it's nice and composed. Ricky Pearsall, keep up this good preseason work. D'Amador Lenore, you shut down Jackson Smith in Jigba, and things can happen. Things can happen if it's not a whole bunch of Kenneth Walker III and Charbonnet running all over you. It's just Sam Darnold. You should be able to beat just Sam Darnold if you're the San Francisco 49ers thinking you're about to have a good season. That should not be an out-of-the-question ask of the San Francisco 49ers. Go beat Sam Darnold. When it comes to winning game ones on the road, Shanahan's done that. This is a guy who's now in his ninth season. That's incredible. I mean, only Bill Walsh has had more seasons as the 49ers head coach than Kyle Shanahan has had. So that's why people are getting a little impatient. That's why people are saying, where is my Super Bowl? Because the man's been close, but he's yet to deliver. And I'm not guaranteeing that they're about to deliver a Super Bowl this year, but they got some good odds. Today, the odds for the 49ers to win the Super Bowl are 18-1. To win the NFC is 9-1. Their chances of just being a postseason team, 67.2% before the season even gets underway. Purdy's going off as a 25-1 MVP candidate. I'm not here to sell you doom and gloom, because that's not how you start a football season. Doom and gloom can come moving into your house at any point in time during a football season. So no reason to talk about it as being a bad house guest until it actually arrives. Things could go wrong. Things could also go right. That is also an option that feels like it's out there for the San Francisco 49ers. And I want to invite you to join me this Sunday at 1 o'clock right here on the Plus, and we will be doing our watch party. You can actually go to that studio now. It's already built. It's up waiting for you on the YouTube page. You can hit notify and not miss anything when we start going live. Any video, any live stream, any watch party, any show that we're doing, you hit notify, you will get a little boop boop about that, and you can hopefully join us. Again, I hope you plan on joining my good friend Ike for lunch. I hope you plan on doing it soon. My man's got something absolutely delicious just waiting for you over at Ike's. It is the best sandwich shop that you've never been to, if you've never been to it. And if you've been to it, you don't need to hear anymore. You're willing to go back because it's that good. It is growing, baby. Hopefully there's an Ike's growing near you soon. If you're not already around one, and when you do get around one, sign up for the Love Rewards program. Start earning your way towards free sandwiches. And boy, you can have an Ike's delivered to you at the Dubliner West Portal. Dubliner West Portal is where we're getting together for what, Plusmania 7? Is that where it's 6, 7? Is that where we're at now? We're going to be doing it on October 4th. It's the Saturday after the 49ers Thursday nighter against the LA Rams. We are getting together at the Dubliner to hang out, watch some college football, enjoy each other's company. We've got an incredible community with like-minded people. So come on out and join us at the Dubliner. We're going to have my man Jude spinning vinyl. We're going to be DJing. We're going to be having a really good time. College football. Again, people that you like. We're all going to be very, very safe when we walk in there at 420. Join me at 420 at the Dubliner West Portal, if you would please. And while you're getting ready to have a little fun around football this year, check out Sleeper. All my good friends at the Sleeper, we're so happy to welcome you here to Damon Bruce Plus. This is the place to go if you think you know football and you're willing to make a little money on that. Check out Sleeper. Try your football knowledge. Try to turn it into real money on the Sleeper app, the ultimate fantasy sports app that can turn game day knowledge into a payday. Just download the Sleeper app and with a pick or more, you pick more or less for your favorite player. These are props, more or less. You string them together in your parlay. You can 10x, 100x your winnings, depending on how many moving parts of your parlay you've actually got active. Again, do things responsibly, do things smartly, and start applying to win more money on Sleeper with your skill, with your knowledge. And when you do so, use promo code Damon, and you get 100% match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. And if you'd like more details, well, just click on the Sleeper link that is in the description of this video right here today. Again, use promo code Damon when you sign up and join us this season over on Sleeper. We'll be making some picks as the game gets underway on Saturday. So be there for that. And then you can ride or die, and we will put Jack and Ozzie's college fund on week one, because why wouldn't we? We're responsible adults. Let's gamble it all away in week one. Yeah, baby. Sleeper, have some fun, be responsible, and check it out. Use promo code Damon when you sign up. Thank you for being here. Thank you for thinking about getting a Guinness at the Dubliner, picking up a Damon Bruce at Ike's. Thank God we have football back. Thank God. I mean, seriously, my life with just a football game on my television felt more like my life last night. Wasn't it just nice? Even it was the Eagles and Cowboys. Wasn't it just nice to have the NFL back? And then all of a sudden, right while you're getting it back, it's taken away from you by Mother Nature. We had a lightning delay after we had a spitting ejection. I mean, come on. Game had a little bit of everything for everyone. It was a good one. It was a really good one. Nobody spit. Nobody spit when you get up to Seattle. No spitting on anybody. Vince Vargas says, no spitting on Sunday. Let's go take over Levi's North. I mean, I call SoFi Candlestick South. Let's see if Lumen Field can really become Levi's North. By the way, when it comes to getting safe, Smiley Dan is right at the center of safety. Love seeing that. Thank you very much to Smiley Dan, to Vince. Thank you to Danny. Thank you for the supers. Good to see Michelle Haberman, Sam Bruno, Mike. We got JP from the 510 who insists we are reaching maximum football. Hard to argue. My sip of the day has already been sipped. I should have run upstairs and gotten a little bit more coffee before today's show started. But alas, here we are. We're going. We're going to make it through. Slow down the Seahawks by slowing down their running game. Put the game in Sam Darnold's hand. Put Diamador Lenore in Jackson Smith and Jigba's hip pocket. Have him follow him everywhere on the field. It'll be interesting to see what Robert Saleh does when it comes to shutting down a big-time receiver. If he's going to ask Lenore to be a shadow or if he's just going to kind of play it straight up. Robert Saleh bridging the gap of inexperience that so many rookies, especially on the defensive side of the football, will be out there playing with. I mean, you can't fake experience. You either got it or you don't. It's just that simple. Now, some guys get better with experience. Some guys from day one just hit the ground running and experience doesn't mean as much to them. We'll see how the development goes. Three defensive linemen who are going to get significant playing time for the first time in their careers on an NFL Sunday. But Mikel Williams, Alfred Collins, and C.J. West, it's going to be fascinating. Nick Martin, going to be fascinating. Upton Stout, that's going to be fascinating. You know, this guy has been penciled in as the, yeah, don't worry about it, nickel corner. We haven't seen a lick of him due to injury and others. And it's just let me feel good about how good I feel about Upton Stout by him coming out and having a good week one. You don't want anybody getting sent to the burn unit early. It's going to be fascinating. And I hope you plan on joining me right here on Damon Bruce Plus for the live stream watch party during 49ers and Seahawks. We will be live during the entire game. So I hope you plan on being there. It's Chris says, yo, you plan on bringing Ratto on? I can't bring Ratto on when he doesn't answer his phone anymore. I mean, like, seriously, I loved working with Ray. I had fun with Ray. I don't think Ray likes anyone or has fun with anyone or has relationships with anyone other than he's being paid to be in the room with him. I've reached out to Ray. Crickets. So I wish him the very best. Our time together was memorable, but it appears to be over. I don't know what to tell you. Let's see. Yeah, William, the Brian Robinson Jr. debut. And the price of poker goes up on that because of the Christian McCaffrey calf injury. What are we going to get out of Brian Robinson Jr.? How many touches? How will he be used? Is Christian McCaffrey going to have to be forced on the field for Brian Robinson Jr. to force himself into the game plan, or will Shanahan do it voluntarily? It's going to be fascinating to see how this team looks on the football field. And let's be completely honest, we have not seen the 49ers in basically 2 years. We didn't really see the 49ers at all last year. Not as they were supposed to be, not as they were built to be. Just didn't happen. Injuries suck. And injuries defined a year that sucked. We didn't see the 49ers at all put together in any preseason game. We haven't seen the ones all together on the offensive or defensive side of the football. You know, the only guy that we've seen who we know is going to be starting all year long with any regularity is Jake Moody, and all he made us do was pee down our own legs because it's still Jake Moody doing Jake Moody things. So there is a lot of, it feels like, apprehension and anxiety locally about the 49ers, where you've got an awful lot of nationwide media members looking in and officially saying, okay, we got to put a picks in. You know, we got to, who's going to be my pick to make the Super Bowl? Nah, screw it. I'm going with the Niners. I think they're back this year. That's happening in a lot of places. Maybe the more you know about something, the more you worry about it. And the less you know about something, the actual better off you are at evaluating what might be happening. The Niners are sitting in the same boat that every team sits in right now. The year could be good if they stay healthy. And it can all go to shit quickly the minute the wrong guy ain't healthy anymore. Danny's saying, hey, maybe Tom can ask you to come on over and surprise Ray the next time they do a show in Tom's backyard. I'll tell you why Ray and Tom get together in Ray's backyard, in Tom's backyard, is because they're neighbors. They're both sitting there over in Alameda. So that's why that's happening. It's convenient. The odds to win the Super Bowl are 18-1. It's a nice place to start a year from. Really is. It's a nice place to start a year from. And oh, by the way, when it comes time for you to start making those wagers, do so over at Sleeper and make sure you use promo code Damon when you do sign up on the description. In this video, use promo code Damon when you sign up for $100 matched on your first deposit up to $100. So there you go. Let's see. pretty amazing to see how easy it was to solve that whole Juwan Jennings situation after months of not knowing how this problem can be solved. A little bit more money carried the conversation at the end of the day. Now, maybe the concept of a little bit more money was unseen by Team Jennings because they were in the business of looking for a lot more money. And sometimes you overlook a little bit more money on your way to hoping for a lot more money. But the day one solution to the problem that I offered turned out to be the day 200 solution, 200 days into it being a problem. And obviously it wasn't a problem for 200 days. I'm exaggerating a little, but what the fuck? Why did that take so long? You know, we all knew that Juwan Jennings wasn't going to get a brand new, incredible contract. At best, he was going to get broken off a little bit more to make him feel a little bit better about playing this year. And sure enough, guess what happened? Look at what freaking happened after all. Just a little Juwan Jennings, $3 million sprinkle on top of what he made. What's McKivitz going to think? What's anyone going to think? It doesn't matter. Get your guys healthy, happy, ready to go, look good, feel good, play good. You want all those formulas to be in play before you start playing at all. Juwan Jennings, you think you're about to be a special player in this league? Let's see it, dude. You've never done anything special in this league other than over-deliver on average expectations. Just because you've over-delivered on average expectations doesn't mean you're a number one. But if you are a number one, guess what? We'll find out. This year is the year we find out if Juwan Jennings is the number one wide receiver he claims to be, not by circumstance, but by production. The next time he goes into the realm of seven touchdowns, the next time he goes over 1,000 yards, the next time he catches 80 footballs will be the first on all three fronts. Let's see if he gets there. And if he does so all in the same season, over 80 catches, over 1,000 yards, you're in the end zone seven times, guess what? Then you might be a $20 million a year receiver. But you got to do at least two of those three things in the same year, not never have done any of those things in any year. And that's who you are right now. Who you are tomorrow could be a little bit different. What Ricky Pearsall looks like on Sunday, I think, is going to be absolutely fascinating. Again, we have yet to see a healthy Ricky Pearsall, but maybe for two meaningless games at the end of last year and a little bit of Ricky Pearsall in the preseason this year. Is this guy about to really wear the moniker of I am a number one wide receiver? He was drafted in the first round. That's what they drafted him to be. You don't draft the other guy with your first round pick. So let's see if Ricky Pearsall can really be the guy. We all know that George Kittle has been the man since he's shown up in the room. Well, here's how much of the man George Kittle is. I saw these numbers and I had to share them with you. This is fascinating. George Kittle, right now, George Kittle is 55 catches shy of moving into second place on the 49ers all-time receptions list. Not receptions for tight ends, the all-time Jerry Rice, the big list, all-time receptions. He needs just 1,193. Oh, that's all he needs? Yeah, he only needs like 1,200 yards receiving to pass Terrell Owens for the second most receiving yards in 49ers history. I mean, that got T.O. to the Hall of Fame. It's going to get George Kittle to the Hall of Fame, too. Unbelievable. Kittle is about 1,200 yards and 55 catches away from being the second most productive pass catcher in the history of the San Francisco 49ers. He would have already passed that had he not been such a good blocker and this team, you know, wanting him to block as often as they want him out in a pattern. If George Kittle weren't as all around the tight end as he is, he'd already have... You know, he's Travis Kelce in terms of this guy is producing like Jerry Rice. It's amazing. It really is amazing. Do you feel a little bit the way that I do? I've got nothing left to say. Like, that's the theme of today's thumbnail is enough talk. It's time for action. I love talking sports. I made a living out of talking sports. You know, I'm not supposed to get sick and tired of talking sports. I'm all out of talk. We've been talking about the 49ers since last season ended. And last season ended, you know, in like week 12. So we've just been waiting for a significant 49er football game for well over a year here now, and we get a significant 49er football game. It's a division game to start the year up in Seattle. Yes, thank you. I'll have two of those. Joseph Ehrenberg says, imagine if they used him like they used Kelsey. Oh, my God. I mean, maybe Taylor Swift would have been sitting on George Kittle's lap. Well, Kittle got married, so obviously that's not going to happen. But, yeah, maybe Taylor Swift would have been a 49er fan. All I can tell you is that whatever you think Travis Kelsey was able to do with a football, George Kittle's able to do the same thing with a football, and he is twice the blocker that Kelsey ever was. Kelsey is an incredible Hall of Fame tight end. I think George Kittle is the more well-rounded, does-everything tight end than Travis Kelsey, which I think makes George Kittle the premier tight end of his generation. Kelsey's argument would be, hey, look at all these Lombardi trophies and the actual human trophy that I now have. It's hard to say that you've done better than Travis Kelsey just based on the way the world works, right? We got Tiger Tanko 6 says, that's all the Bay has been talking about, the 49ers. I'm tired of it. Let's talk about other teams. Cal's got a new quarterback and a beefed up offensive line. Talk about Stanford. Well, Stanford already lost in Hawaii. Their season's over. They're going to go 0-2 when they lose to BYU, and then we won't say another word about Stanford all year. Talk about the Sharks. Go Sharks. Here's the thing. We'll get into all that stuff, and luckily the Warriors will be there. Maybe even the Giants will give us something to talk about before it's all said and done, but it is the Friday before week one. So this is a Niner-heavy show, obviously. But I hear you, man. You know, Bay Area is very diverse, but sometimes our sports conversations can get stuck in one place. That's because the NFL is this compared to everything else in sports, which is this. Seriously. Again, week one's already underway. 49er fans are already dominating when it comes to tickets. And that's the story up at Lumen, up in Seattle, that Niner fans are supposed to be there in fuller throat. There'll be more Niners fans than Seahawks fans at the Seahawks home game. That would be a first. But there are some numbers backing that up. CNBC obtained a copy of the National Football League summary of attendance statistics for last season. It's normally not available to the public, but CNBC got this. The San Francisco 49ers lead the league in net ticket receipts. The same, that's the amount of team that a team keeps after taxes, fees, and surcharges. With the 49ers last year made $176.5 million in ticket sales. It's $40 million more than the number two team, the Dallas Cowboys. It's $67 million more than league average and nearly $80 million more above the Tennessee Titans. Now, this happens because the 49ers fans are charging more money to get into Levi Stadium than most stadiums do. And Niner fans are taking tickets on the road more often. So the 49ers had the highest general admission ticket price at $190.78 last year. $190.78, the average general admission ticket. So nearly $200 to go to a Niner game. After that, it was Eagles at $184. Then it was the Raiders at $165. So the 49ers requires every team to give 34% of ticket revenue and ticket licensing amounts of club seats based on league average to what they call VTS. It is the NFL average of tickets that are sold to away teams. Each team in football received $27 million in away team ticket sales. I mean, these teams are just printing money. But the Niners print more money because they charge more and cost more than anything else. And look, when it comes to going to a Niner game, you bring that wallet, man. Those concessions are not cheap. The beers aren't cheap. What I just saw the other day, we had just another team just lowered ticket prices on like 6-7 food items to make it easier and more approachable for everybody in the stadium. I don't think the 49ers are going to be doing that. Joseph Ehrenberg says, I'm going to have a mouthful of Damon later. I don't know. Oh, you're going to have an Ike sandwich. Fantastic. Fantastic. Get yourself a Damon Bruce at Ike's. And hey, get yourself a good seat on the couch for this college football weekend that we got coming our way, right? Here comes a college football weekend too. It's an awful lot of Miami Bethune-Cookman out there. You got a lot of Cupcake City being scheduled in week two, especially if you opened up against a legitimate opponent. Week two of your schedule is usually Cupcake City. Number 7, Texas, after losing at Ohio State, will have their home opener against San Jose State. Oh, Sparty. I'm afraid for you, Sparty, this upcoming week. Don't let San Jose State beat Texas and make Arch Manning look average. 9 a.m. CBS Saturday, Sparty in Austin. Good luck. Good luck. By the way, number 1 Ohio State is taking on Grambling. I told you it was Cupcake City out there. Hey, we got the George Kittle versus Brock Purdy Bowl. Little Cy-Hawk trophy. Iowa at number 16, Iowa State. My 23rd ranked Hoosiers, by the way, going to be taking on Kennesaw State. Cupcake City, baby. We do have one good game between a couple of ranked teams. At 4:30, we get 15th ranked Michigan against 18th ranked Oklahoma. Okay, that's a real football game. Meanwhile, Cal is going to be hosting Texas Southern at 3:30 in Berkeley. And again, Stanford is already a candidate to fall to 0-2. They're at BYU on Saturday night at 7:30. That's a tough place to go play. So we'll see if Stanford can keep its head above water. We'll see if JKS Sagapolatele, is that how you say his name at Cal? Oh my God, he was a fantastic debut. Let's see what he's got in his second game. If you're going to the Cal game, by the way, I saw this from Cal this week. The guys who ran the Raider fan group, the Black Hole, are parlaying the Black Hole into Memorial Stadium to keep it alive in the East Bay. I guess the California football program and the iconic Raider fan group, the Black Hole, have created a new section in the south end zone of Memorial Stadium called the Black Bear. So the Black Hole, so what, Raiders fans, will you still be wearing spiky Raider pads, or will they actually go like navy blue and gold? I don't know. Are we going to see, like, you know, the gorilla in the Black Bear section? The Black Bear section. The Golden Bears will welcome the group to Berkeley for the first time on Saturday when Cal hosts Texas Southern at 3 p.m. The Black Bear will have a presence at all home games moving forward. It's not just a one and done. The Black Bear now lives in Strawberry Canyon. Hey, if it means you can get cheaper tickets and go to a game, go. It's great to go to a game at Memorial Stadium. What a beautiful setting it is. I want to bring the boys over there at one point in time. And then, you know, at some point this year, I want to get Jillian up on the champagne deck so she can really enjoy it as a California alum that she is. Speaking of tickets, new tickets, price of tickets, going to games, Otis is saying, I just looked up some seats for teams like the Rams and the Chargers, and Chargers tickets at SoFi are so much cheaper than Niners tickets at Levi Stadium. Crazy stuff. Yeah, it is. That is crazy. Carl, it's so good to see you back in the mix, Carl. Carl says Memorial Stadium really does rock. Try that suite level. It's nice. That suite level is very nice. Go up there on the champagne deck, get a little sushi, meet what's his name from the Counting Crows. He's always there. Maybe bump into Mike Silver. All of the California celebs are sitting up there on the champagne deck. There you go. Black Hole Black Bear football tickets. Is that brought to you by the Black Bear Diner? Black Bear Diner. We do have baseball. At the risk of losing all of you, let me just tell you that the Giants are going to be at the Cardinals this weekend. It's a four-game winning streak for your San Francisco Giants. So guess what? They win when they actually hit the baseball. They got a .316 batting average over their last 10 games. And what do you know? The team is 9-1 over their last 10 games. They get the same pitching performance basically all the time. Whether the lineup actually produces or not only happens some of the time. And when the lineup produces, they win football. They win baseball games. How about that? Rafael Devers is 15 for 38 with two doubles and five home runs over his last 10 games. Willy Adames has turned it back on over his last 10 games. Let's see if the Giants can keep it up. Oh, my God. They are taking on the Cardinals for the first time this season. Took a long time to get to the St. Louis Cardinals on the schedule, but here we are. And much like the Giants, the Cardinals have been hovering around 500 most of the year. So similar teams going at it. And look, if you're a Giants fan, it's real simple. You're rooting for the Giants just to keep playing good baseball, put the ball in play, keep pitching well, keep it down. And you're rooting against the Cubs, the Padres, the Mets, and the Reds the rest of the year. Those are your teams in the wild card conversation. You're rooting for the Giants and against the Cubs, the Padres, the Mets, and the Reds the rest of your season. That's your out-of-town scoreboard watching here in the month of September. And oh, by the way, you think you know how to do a little out-of-town scoreboard watching better than others? Well, then put your money where your mouth is. You can start to get put together parlays that involve different players across different sports. You can build the betting slip that you want over on Sleeper. Make sure you use promo code Damon. Make sure you click on the description in this video. Click on that Sleeper link. Use promo code Damon when you sign up to get a $100 deposit match up to $100 over on Sleeper. Like I said, I'm tired of talking. We will pick the conversation up at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon, West Coast time. We got 49ers, we got Seahawks, and we got a live watch party. I hope you all plan on being here. I know you regulars will be. I hope anyone else who is new here today, not only are you hitting like and subscribe, you're coming on back for that watch party. It will be great to see you there. In the meantime, all we have left is history. Are you ready for a little today in history here on a Friday? Happy birthdays to the man who gave Batman his rebirth, Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton turned 74 years old today. Happy birthday, Michael Keaton. I still love Mr. Mom, one of the best movies of the 80s. Rose McGowan turning 52 years old today. Rose McGowan. Again, she's been good in everything that she's ever been in. I like Rose McGowan. She was very angry at Harvey Weinstein. Well, Harvey Weinstein did bad things to Rose McGowan, and she put him on Front Street. Go get him, Rose. I'm on Team Rose McGowan on that fight. Today, in 1666, I just told you about 3 days ago that the Great Fire of London started. Well, today it ended. The Great Fire of London ended today, September 5th, in 1666. Again, nearly 12,000 buildings, including St. Paul's Cathedral, were destroyed, a significant chunk of London. What's amazing is only six people died in the fire. Only six people when the fire was that big? Nice job, London. When I tell you that the state of Texas historically has done things a little differently than other states, probably started right here. Today in 1836, Sam Houston was elected the president of the Republic of Texas. And then America was like, no. You're not doing that. You're part of the Union. You in or you out? Texas is like, all right, we're in, but we're going to be dicks. We love you, Texas. If we didn't have you, we'd need to invent you. We really would. Sam Houston. There's a rootin' tootin' dude if there ever was one. By the way, today in 1906, we're wishing happy birthday. Happy birthday to the forward pass in football. Today In 1906, Bradbury Robinson of St. Louis University threw the first legal forward pass in an American football game. He did so to teammate Jack Schneider. And what do you know? They went on to win 22-0 that day over Carroll College of Wisconsin. Happy birthday to the first legally thrown forward pass in a football game, college football game, today in 1906. Today in 1921, Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle. Fatty Arbuckle was a early Hollywood celebrity. Fatty Arbuckle's party in San Francisco ended with the accidental death of actress Virginia Rappey. It became the first sex scandal in Hollywood history. So how did she die? Did she die underneath Fatty Arbuckle? Like, I got to look this up. I should have found this out. But there you go. It's nice that the first Hollywood sex scandal was born in San Francisco. Speaking of things born in, around, of San Francisco, the whole beat poet movement, certainly from here. Well, today in 1957, Jack Kerouac's On the Road was published. One of the big reasons I moved to San Francisco is because I read On the Road just as I was graduating from college. I was going to move to Chicago like every other Big Ten graduate. So if you graduate from a Big Ten university, you either move back to the small town that you were from or you move to Chicago. And I was going to move to Chicago. And then I read On the Road by Jack Kerouac and I said, no, go west, young man. Go west. And here we are. I probably should have never read that book. great book. And here I am. Today in 1960, then known as Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali won the gold medal in the 175-pound 1960 Olympic Games in Rome. So happy birthday, Cassius Clay winning shit. He would win more, including the hearts and minds of most of the American public. Today in 1967, the final episode of The Fugitive became the most watched TV episodes of the decade of the 60s. The Fugitive, before it was a movie with Harrison Ford, was a TV show, and that TV show was a freaking hit. And the final Fugitive, the Fugitive finale, part two, one of the most watched episodes of the decade of the 60s. More complicated times when you moved into the 70s. In 1972, today's the day when the Palestinian terrorists attacked the Olympic Village in Munich. And Olympic history in all the wrong ways was made. 11 dead of the Israeli team. More died when they got to the airport. And just, you know, the famous Jim McKay. They're all gone. What a waste of life. Better things would happen. In 1976, the very first episode of The Muppet Show. Today, Jim Henson gave us The Muppet Show, our first ever. It's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to get things started on The Muppet Show tonight. Bump, 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 bump. Come on. That was a great show. Love The Muppet Show. Today in 1987, Dick Clark wrapped up American Bandstand, broadcast for the final time. 2,751 American Bandstands on ABC. 30 years on the network. It ran in syndication to 89, but today was the last ever recorded Dick Clark's American Bandstand. So there you go. Broadcasting times change. And the fact that you're watching me on YouTube right now is certainly evidence of that. Thank you for watching me on YouTube. Thank you for being a part of this. It means so much to me, the family, the algorithm, all of it. It means an awful lot. Thank you for being here. Some supers coming in late. I want to make sure we get everybody's super in here. This is Joseph Ernberg telling us about the sandwich. Thank you for frequenting Ike's, Joseph. Can't imagine the Bay without Damon. Vince, thank you, brother. I can't imagine my life had I not come out here and been a part of this. I love it. This is home. This is home, baby. Stapler and Waldorf. Sadler and Waldorf were the best on The Muppet Show. Or Stapler. Or Sadler. I was always a Gonzo guy. Always loved Gonzo. I like the guy who threw the fish, too. Damon, I saw Dick Clark in Tahoe about a month before his stroke. Dick Clark, he had that Bob Costas Forever Young gene about him. He really died. I do not have that gene. I am aging rapidly, especially in the gray beard department. Damon, Elmo is cool. Well, you know, the puppet was cool. The guy guy who was running the puppet might be on the Epstein list. We don't know. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being a part of this. Thanks to Sleeper for your sponsorship. Thanks to our good friend Ike of Ike Sandwiches. I hope to see all of you at Dubliner West Portal October 4th at 4:20. And I hope to see you right back here for our live watch party during 49ers and Seahawks. So we'll see you here on Sunday. Thank you so much for tuning in. And please do remember, while you're all being so great to each other today, that sports don't build character. They reveal it. And like that, he's gone.